Well, I think there are two important positions that have yet to be filled. And, you know, that's one of the concerns is that, you know, as the old saying goes, you know, if you're not at the table, you're on the menu. And there's a lot of people in agriculture that are concerned about, you know, the lack of representation, as far as at the political levels. I think that, you know, the names that have been put forward, when you look at Chief Ag Negotiator, Doug McCaleb has a lot of experience within USDA, is very familiar with ag policy. I think he's going to do a good job being able to be an advocate for our industry and for others in agriculture. And over at USDA, we need an undersecretary for trade. That's an important tandem there is having those two positions, and having Alexis Taylor in that position would be very helpful. But, you know, they still have to go through a Senate confirmation process, and, you know, Congress is very slow at doing a lot of things these days. And so I think, you know, there's some frustration from agriculture. We'd like to see more progress because we see a lot of opportunity out there. You know, the global economy is trying to recover, but this is a time to negotiate. This is a time to remove barriers. It's when people need access to food, when people need access to better trade, especially with their allies, we should be capitalizing on this. We shouldn't be letting all this time pass us by. And I think that's where the frustration lies for a lot of us in ag, is because we want to be at the table. We want to be engaged. We want to be the ones, as the United States, out there setting the rules and not, you know, waiting to get a consensus with people who don't necessarily embrace a science-based approach or look at, you know, the other objective factors that have made U.S. agriculture and other countries who have similar standards, you know, very successful. So it's time to reengage. It's time for us to get a full team on the field and to get out there and start racking up some wins for U.S. agriculture.